It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So last night after the Braves lost, and we were all PO'd, social media was buzzing, and a guy named Logan, we don't know him, tweeted out, "We booing on Friday?" Asking Braves country.
Chris started this mess.
Well, this was 14 hours ago, and this dude asked Braves country. Mm. Michael Money Harris responded, "Bet," with laughing emoji.
Right.
And I love his response. And Mike and I listen, I'm not co-signing this poll, okay? But it's up, and Chris is saying, "Hey, let the people speak." That is what mm-hmm. Turtle's saying. So we're allowing you to go there at Dukes and Bale 929. I will tell you right now, I'm not booing. But if you feel like that's necessary and you need to get it out of your system because we're 0-7, so be it. But I agree with Money Harris. Bet. You act like these guys are laying down on the field.
Right.
Like they're not trying. Give me a break, man. Like, that's not the case. If I felt like, Mike, the effort wasn't there, or for whatever reason, we talk about it, Mike, the key word, they had already quit. It's 7 games in. Nobody's quit. So there's reasons as a fan base we feel like we need to boo. I don't feel like I need to boo because we've been outplayed by the two best teams in Major League Baseball right now. That is where I'm at. I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's as brutal can be, and this is just the cherry on top of the Dodger sweep Sunday to have Ohtani have a walk-off. So you know that over 162, and look, you know me. Usually I love to get in there and panic and hit the panic button and all that, but these guys, Austin Riley's not going to bat sub-200, okay? Ozzie's not going to bat sub-200, no. Just not. Now, some of these guys, maybe they will. I don't know. You know, when Murphy finally gets up here, I'm not sure. I have high hopes for Drake Baldwin. He's struggling right now. So this is just as brutal a start as I've ever seen here. When there's expectations, you know, when you moved on and Snicker came up from the minors and they were in total rebuild mode, yeah, this doesn't move the meter. But now when you're considered by ESPN and MLB Network to be the second best team behind the Dodgers, you can't start the season like this.
Yeah, that's the difference. All right, go vote. 404-726-0929. Coming up, we do have a few guests that are going to come by and talk with us about this. But we get a chance to talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. He's finally made his way back from the NFL annual meetings that were going on this week, Mike, and he'll fill in some of the blanks. I think he talked to pretty much, I'm talking as far as the Falcons, but also, you know, the other teams that were there, talked to all the major players, and we'll get him to tell us what he thinks about where this thing is headed. Again, draft just a few weeks away now.
Yeah, and it's funny, after all the, you know, the posturing about only talking to defensive players at the combine, you know, now admitting that, yeah, we've looked at some offensive tackles. You know, could you maybe be looking to trade Caleb McGarry for a draft pick before this draft? If you aren't, now again, just going with what we know. And what we know is whether it's simply to maybe draw some interest from a team that's looking for a tackle that may want to get in that run of perceived offensive tackles in this draft, where we're selecting, that could be it too, and that's fine. That's why I was laughing at the idea of we're only going to talk to defensive players. Come on. So now, okay, and by the way, tackle will not be popular with anybody, but if you believe all the guys that have been on the field can really crank it up, then maybe you don't go edge rush and you go tackle and you move either Jake or you go get someone who's going to plug in for Caleb and protect the blind side of Michael Penix Jr.
Mike, I think all those options are on the table. And why wouldn't they be? Like, seriously, if we can upgrade, okay, and we're just simply saying if you feel like there's a position of need that we can upgrade there, you're not drafting, I don't believe you're drafting, unless it's a tackle, to your point.
Right.
You're not drafting another center or guard or any of that stuff in the first round. But if you could make a deal like that, Mike, and acquire additional picks, I'm all for it. I am. So, listen, there are plenty of options on the table. I think this is going to be a very unpredictable situation. Unlike the last few years where I was pretty confident about Pitts, pretty confident about Bijan being picked, this is a different deal simply because there are a lot of guys that fit our needs but also could obviously be gone before we pick at 15. And then to Mike's point, if in fact they decide to move, and there are a lot of scenarios where we're moving. You know, we're moving back, we're gaining picks, we're doing something. And that changes the draft for us as well. So we'll talk to D-Led coming up next hour. Big O just told me he talked to Isaiah Bond as well, talking about wide receivers. We hadn't even really talked about wide receivers.
I mean, you want to take a flyer? I mean, a fourth round? You want to? Because certainly not in the second round.
No.
I would like to think that this regime can find skill position players in the fourth round. So if you feel that's an area, because, you know, I started mocking today. I'm on the Pro Football Focus site. You can crank out, like, literally 15 mock drafts in 30 seconds.
It's great.
And I will see. I'll get you some of those trends and those names as we ramp up our coverage for the draft. I don't want to bore you right now, but there are some names which keep popping up for corner in the second round, Carl, if that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you do go edge or tackle.
Jude Barron.
Yep, and there's a couple of dudes that I like from some of the other smaller schools. We'll get into all that, but man, you don't have. That's what sucks is you just don't have all the picks. You know, 2 seventh-rounders, a second, a fourth, a first.
I would love to have this particular year 7 or 8 picks, right? And I'm talking about a third, like 2/3 and 2/4. I'd love to have something like that, or 2 seconds. Nevertheless, we are where we are right now. D-Led will join us next hour. Big O's behind the glass. Turtle, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, it's Braves front and center, guys. And Austin Riley said, look, we get the day off tomorrow. This was yesterday after that loss last night. That's today. So today is the off day. And clear head and do whatever it is you need to do. But Riley said, look, we gotta get going.
Got an off day tomorrow, and we get to go play in front of the best fans. So, we got that to, you know, look forward to and clean some things up. We just got to play good baseball. That's bottom line. Offensively, we just got to play better baseball.
You see what Austin Riley said there?
The best fans.
Best fans.
The best fans Chris wants to boo.
Yeah. The same people you're asking, are we booing them?
Right.
Austin's right. And we look forward to that tomorrow. But, Mike, on a personal note, bases loaded in the second, and you get, want to say it with me?
Nothing.
That was huge. Austin Riley talked about it after the game.
From a personal standpoint, it's honestly embarrassing what I've displayed offensively, and I've got a lot of work to do. It's from an offensive point, you know, there's no excuses. It's embarrassing. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, right there at the bases loaded, you know, one out with me, you know, I no excuses. I got to get it done, and it was not good whatsoever.
Wow, you talk about owning it.
Yeah, and that's what you like to hear, man. I mean, you know, in the top of the second, fouling out to first meekly. You know, there's just been some. By the way, there's been some awful at bats from the go-to guys on this team.
No doubt,
and that's part of it. That's why we said when I was funny. And when you get into these arguments with some folks, I don't know what you guys are watching. I say the Braves look lost at the plate because they do. And when you get into one of these ruts, you know, it's just human nature to guys start forcing and pressing and doing things you're not supposed to be doing. So, yeah, man, Riley striking out in the top of the sixth. There's just been a lot of just bad at-bats for him, not just picking on him. Ozzie had some bad at-bats. This is where you really lean into your veterans to really be better than this. And, you know, I know that Matt Olson, you know, that's another guy. You know, in the top of the sixth, as they were chipping away at the lead, that's when you get their heart of the lineup, and they give you nothing in that inning.
It was tough. again, we just need to get those guys going. I think if the meat of our lineup gets going, Mike, we're going to be fine. But that we haven't quite seen that yet. Meanwhile, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
That was a terrible loss last night for the Hawks. And I'm going to tell you why. You battle back from nine. You not only take the lead, but you should have won the game. And, Mike, the last five possessions of this game that we had the basketball, we didn't do jack.
No poise.
Zero. Empty freaking possessions. You come down, you jack up a three. They come down. Klay Thompson hits a three to tie it. You get the ball back. You come down. AD blocks Trey out of bounds. Let's get a timeout. Let's get something out of the timeout. Coming out of timeout, guess what? Dyson turns it over. Bad pass. Empty possessions, man.
Right.
So, and then you allow AD, and AD is still AD. I know we clown him about the injuries, but he's still one of the best offensive players in the league.
He's still the guy you can't handle. That's a guy in the post. We don't have an athlete that can do anything with him in the post.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I thought last night at times. But no, you mentioned last 5 minutes, there were just some terrible, terrible decisions. I think one of the few moments was Okongwu makes that floater. That's about it. And I think that kept it at three at that point. I think it was 115-112. But, yeah, man, Dyson Daniels takes the lead with the three-point shot. You know, we're in a good position. And then, whoop, this is where a team like this, when we try to, not trying to sell you guys, but we're trying to get people fired up that maybe they can do something. When you play like this down the stretch, you're going to get smoked by somebody and maybe even in the play-in, let alone if you got to play the Cavs or the Celtics.
Yeah. The last shot was, of course, Trey on a step-back three on Anthony Davis. You guys know he's 9 feet tall, right?
Right.
His wingspan is 7'5". I mean, it was frustrating and a bad ending to a game in which you probably should have won if you were able to hit Mike just maybe one more basket. And by the way, I got to say this about Quinn Snyder. He's done a terrific job. But can we run something out of the timeout?
No. It's Nate. Remember we used to get on Nate for that stuff?
Can we run something?
We used to get on Lloyd Pierce for that. Then we got on Nate for that. Remember that, you know, having Trey inbounds the ball? We're like, what are you doing? This is over the years. We've been it's funny. There's certain plays and certain things for teams. Short yardage for the Falcons, red zone, inbounds, and coming off timeouts for the Hawks. And last night, Klay Thompson looking like the old Splash Brother he was.
Yeah.
Trey comes down, misses the three, then Klay makes the three, and then that tied the game.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.